This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome, welcome, my cat-loving friends. Cat nutrition. So raw is a big thing these days. And Rita and I looked into like making our own raw, and it's got a little complicated.
A little.
So today we are so blessed to have the CEO of Boss Brand Pet Food with us. And he's going to give us a scoop on what he's doing for our four-legged friends right after a word from the sponsor. Hey, it's Linda Hall from 19 Cats and Counting.
And I'm Rita Reimers from 19 Cats and Counting. You know the expression that cats have nine lives? Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life.
How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control the free-roaming cat populations, too. You can learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org.
That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am your co-host, Linda Hall. Here with my forever BFF, Rita Reimers. Gorgeous as she always is.
And I'm here with my new co-host, Lulu, who insists on being everywhere with me all the time. I was just going to say,
Vasili has a guest too. So let's bring him in because we want to introduce his guest as well.
I can't stop looking at her. She's so beautiful.
That's her running around the house somewhere. And there's four dogs and giant tortoise upstairs. So she's the most manageable one right now for this. We ended up calling her Maxie because we weren't sure what her gender was, and anyway, we did a blood analysis and she's a girl, so we said, just keep it Maxie. She loves it, she responds to it.
Yes. And what breed is she?
She's a golden conure.
Golden conure, which I've never seen before. Like I was sharing before we went, there we are. My mom had cherry head conures and dun conures, but I've never seen one like this.
We wanted one that would be good with animals. You know, she'll sit around with the cats.
That's awesome.
Our 160-pound Rhodesian Ridgeback sit on his nose.
Aww.
We had a little Karen Terrier named Layla Toto, you know, from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
That's the only dog that we can't leave Maxie alone with. There's just something about them.
I think that's kind of a terrier thing, isn't it? They're kind of like, gimme, gimme. How do the cats do okay with the bird? That was my question.
No issues. No issues at all.
That's amazing.
Wow. I had two birds and two cats at the same time and could not leave them alone together. No, that would have been, I would have only had two cats then.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, look, one for each.
You close the cage when we leave. Animals are supervised, but
smart. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You know what? Nature can trust them.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. So we are so excited. First, tell us a little bit about Boss Brand Pet Foods and what you do with the company.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been a serial entrepreneur for about 30 years. And what that's afforded me is a lot of experience, primarily in the digestive health realm. And for 20 years, we built a Greek yogurt brand for humans. We learned how to infuse probiotics in dairy bases, soup bases, plant-based solutions, all sorts of different things, and get high sustainable levels. So I did that for 20 years. We ended up selling our business in 2010. I had a unique opportunity to build out the acquirer's refrigerated division. I did that for about 8 years. And then when that was over, I told my top people, of which are still with me today. So most of my group on the admin, marketing, and sales side has been with me for over 15 years.
Wow, that's loyalty.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's one young lady that started with me when she was 15. She's now 34 and is the VP of marketing.
Nice.
I love that. That says a lot about them, but it also says a lot about you and your company. People that are going to stick around that much, you obviously are doing well in the boss frame,
and you
right?
Promote from within. I love that too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
So the vision was in 2018, I said, let's go and create the birds picking at the back of my hat.
Stop, let's, when there's blood.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Pause.
I stepped back and I said, okay, I've been in the consumer world now for 20 plus years. What other industry can I get in and make a difference? And what I mean by making a difference is doing something innovative, doing something that has effect value, meaning the animals get an empirical value out of it, and then also to do something that I love. And we started acquiring animals, I would say about 7 years ago, my wife and I. We call it Boss Ranch. I think I enumerated all the different animals that we have. And I think a baby donkey and possibly a peacock might be in the future.
Oh, cool. Your cats will love those peacock
feathers. Oh, I know.
It's like purchasing something that will give you free cat toys. It's economical in the long run.
Peacock feathers are massive hit with cats.
I have to be careful to put netting over the house now.
Yeah.
So the objective was to take this great team that I built and all of this knowledge of infusion of probiotics and apply it to the pet industry. Pet has been a kibble and bits Me Too offering for as long as we can all remember. And right now, I'm very pleased to say we're in the front of the premiumization of the pet channel. As we see fresh, raw frozen, freeze-dried, air-dried, combo kits. I mean, there's never been more offerings.
True.
But a lot of them are still very much the same. It's a protein-based concept with liver, organ, bone, and something. We wanted to do it a little different, so we took the AFCO guidelines, we took all the formulation knowledge that we've acquired. Dr. Mo is our regulatory and formula lead. He's been in the game for about 50 years. He's an expert in both human and pet. And I said, I want to infuse this with probiotics, but not one sachet. I want high levels of effective probiotics. So most of our products will deliver 500 million probiotics per cup or per serving, or up to 3 billion in our frozen yogurt treats. Consumers are seeing this as a great value. Instead of having this long supplement row, you can actually full meal systems, fully supplemented with the digestive component all at once. The portfolio in 2019 was about 9 SKUs. Little did I know, and I'm always about full transparency, that I was going to run headfirst into a global pandemic. Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah. We did the same.
It's only fair to say that startups experience, I think, a little more duress than legacy companies. And we were a startup. So getting a listing, getting placement was virtually impossible. The reason I'm telling you this is it was almost a blessing in disguise, almost. It allowed me the ability to really step back and innovate what I call the lifestyle portfolio. So my objective is you walk into a pet specialty store, you have a dog, cat, maybe bird, maybe other solution on the meal, treat, and supplement side of your needs. And that was the way we designed the business with the effect value of the probiotic. And so in summary, that's essentially what the motivation was. We're in 2019, we had 9 SKUs. Today, we have 340. We're considered one of the fastest growing pet specialty brands in America. And I emphasize pet specialty. Yes, we do some business online with discretion. Our support, our enthusiasm is behind the brick and mortar independent pet store.
That's amazing.
We really focus our efforts.
So this is nothing you could go into Petco and PetSmart and get. You have to go to the mom and pop shop.
And, you know, I'll be candid with you. If there's ever a move into any of those channels, we'll do it with great care. You probably see some brand shifting, maybe not the same offerings. The last thing we want to do is take away the value that pet specialty brings to the industry. And they are the incubator for new concepts. You know, the Petcos and PetSmarts of the world generally don't get behind, pioneering innovation.
Right.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah. I like, yeah. I'm glad to see so many companies thinking about the health and nutrition and longevity of our pets instead of how do I make a quick buck on, you know, cheap fillers and cheap cat food.
Yeah, exactly. I have nothing against you going into Petco, but I kind of liked when you said that, like, no, yeah, our focus is. Yes.
Well,
yeah,
Petco actually does concentrate more on healthier brands now. So that would probably make sense if you went that direction.
That's true.
If you're not focusing on healthier premium solutions, you're behind the curve. Can I show you and your listeners just a quick picture?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Those of you listening, when you see the video, you'll see this.
Welcome to Boss Nation, Boss Brand.
Wow, look at that.
Oh my goodness, look at all that.
I think this is the best representation of what the portfolio looks like today. So frozen meal systems,
frozen yogurt,
tactical pet gear line.
Amazing.
I love the goat milk because, you know, most people don't realize cats cannot tolerate cow's milk.
High lactose,
but
yes.
But goat's milk is really great for cats.
This was essentially the timeline of growth. So this has all happened in the last 5.5 years.
Love it.
Wow.
This is what we look like in the U.S.
Are you a business advisor? We could use your expertise.
Yes, no kidding.
I like to show the visual because all you hear me do is talk about meals and treats. And so once you see it, you kind of get a sense of the scope of what we're trying to do here.
It's 2020 amazing. Was a blessing in disguise for us too, because that's when we took our shift from pet sitting to the behavior side of things. But being able to sit back and really think about what you're doing and develop it instead of being in a hurry to bring it to market, that really did afford you the luxury of creating this awesome brand.
That's true.
Absolutely. And I surrounded myself with some great people. You know, I did bring 2 pet pros out of retirement to help me spearhead.
Nice.
What is one of the most, what's the right word? Fickle might be.
Yeah.
Slightly hypersensitive. And I understand why, because, you know, every pet store owner I've met has a different opinion on raw feeding and how to go about it. They're all within the general, they're all in the same boat, but there's, and so it's, for me, I feel like every sales call is unique where, you know, coming from consumer products, there was just more bandwidth amongst the grocers. So you didn't have as much 1-store, 2-store. So I think that's been our biggest challenge. But we've got some incredible new offerings coming out for Super Zoo this year. You're going to see our new goat milk Pro Blend, which is a goat milk powder with 100 million probiotics per scoop. You can also rehydrate it for if you need goat milk on the go. That's good for dogs and cats. And also for Super Zoo, this is something that's really relevant to what we're talking about. All of our treats, the tripe treats, the meatball treats, have now been formulated as a dog and cat treat.
So it's multi-species. I love that.
That's helpful.
And why do we do it? One, it's very crowded. 2, not a lot of space. Okay, so brand crowded and then real estate crowded. So we felt in order to really get in, we'd want to create utility for the retailer.
That works for
what we've done. And then we've got some very cool new meal systems coming for Super Zoo this year. So
I hope we make it this year. I'm not sure if we're going to make it this
year. So I'm going to lay something out before we take a break. I'm sure being a Super Zoo person who's been there, you know the 2 crazy cat ladies, Jay and Adrian.
Yes.
They just did some sensitivity testing on their cats, and their problem cat, who they found stray, had every sensitivity in the world, where their cat that they tested that has been eating raw since they could eat food, had very little. So it was one, stevia. The cat is allergic to stevia.
Stevia was the only thing that cat stevia.
So, and they really credited it largely to the fact of feeding a raw diet. So I know we've got to take a break, but I want to find out why raw under those, because that really got me when they told me that. So right after this break.
Pet Greens is proud to support 19 Cats and Counting on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
Anyone who knows me knows I am a very strong proponent for cats being indoors. But when we bring cats indoors, where I feel it's safest, we have an obligation to make sure they have a fulfilling life, that they get enrichment. And part of that enrichment is encouraging health. And a big part of that health is cat grass. Cat grass helps with the prevention of hairballs. It can help keep your cat away from houseplants. It's also fun for your cat. It's a natural behavior that your cat wants to chew, and you know that you're providing it in a safe way.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting, my BFF Linda Hall, and Vasily Nazar with Boss Nation. Is it just Boss Pet Brands? Boss Nation.
I'll tell you how we refer to it. We refer to it as Boss Dog and Boss Cat.
Love it.
And internally, we're Boss Nation. You know what I mean?
Yes. You have Boss everything. Boss Bird, there Boss Turtles.
Yes, that's right. On Boss Ranch.
Taking up on Linda's question, too, the part two to that would be, we tried to do our own raw diet. That didn't work very well.
The cat formula took us the longest to replicate. And I'll tell you why. For a few reasons. One, it costs money to innovate and launch things. So you don't want to be wrong, okay? The other piece of intel or knowledge that was delivered to me was there really hasn't been a successful raw cat meal that replaced a brand that was very prevalent several years ago, which I won't call out, that had some challenges, and we don't believe anybody's filled that space. So I said, how many people have gone and really looked at why consumers were gravitating towards that particular formula? So we looked at it. We looked at what we're doing on the dog side. We looked at what the needs for cats were. And ultimately, what we ended up coming out with is a limited ingredient, raw solution for cats in both frozen and freeze-dried format. Well, the key factors were single protein. So if we say chicken, it's only chicken. If it's pork, it's only pork. If it's turkey, it's only turkey.
Oh, that is so important. We just talked to somebody the other day who was looking for, what was she looking for?
Lamb. I don't remember. But
that didn't
have
anything else, or venison that didn't have anything else in it.
Yes.
Her cat's allergic and their venison has chicken in it. Well, that didn't help her.
Care went into the notion that we wanted to add DHA and salmon oil. The other piece is we didn't want to just use a prebiotic like inulin, which we use for our dog meals, because we wanted to address furballing. So instead, we replaced our fiber with psyllium husk, and it helps prevent furballing and or assist the release. So we hear that from customers all the time, testimonials, and we attribute that to the psyllium husk. And then struvite is pretty common amongst male adult cats, urinary crystallization. That typically comes from calcium buildup. So what we did is we use calcium from eggshell and we powderize it. And by doing that, we eliminate any of the accumulation that typically comes from calcium supplement. And all of those things went into formulating both entree for frozen meals and the freeze-dried. The question was, you know, why raw? Well, I can tell you in two or three simple terms, the entire pet family here at Boss, except for Maxie, and she will be eating like raw freeze-dried at some point, veggies and fruits, eats raw. And since we've converted all of the animals within the last 6 years, I can tell you moisture retention, dramatic difference. We just see they don't go to the bathroom as much. The output in the yard, which is typically a result of product just flowing through and not being absorbed, I'd say down 50% since we moved to raw, okay? The breath, dramatic, and I attribute a lot of that to the probiotic component that goes into it, because we're not talking low doses. These are very high doses. We're going to be the only pet brand company, we believe, by the end of this year, that's going to be able to not only say helps boost immunity, which we've just been authorized to do so through published scientific records, be able to disclose how many probiotics your pet needs based on size or breed. And that's never been done before. And so, in essence, that was all of the motivation behind formulating the cat formulas, the treats, so on and so forth.
That's amazing. And better health means longer life. And isn't that what we're all looking for? Because their lives are way too short.
Absolutely. You know, early on when they were talking about doing raw foods, you know, and I still lived in Los Angeles, I had a client that had this raw, just looked like ground beef raw with all these additives. I had to add to it and mix it up. And that always scared me. And then I had a client here in Charlotte that she just had raw chicken breasts. Just raw chicken breasts. And I had to put all these things with it to do the right nutrients. But I always worried that raw in that way was really not the best idea.
Animals akin to the wild ate raw. And when you look back at just historics, there's that. Then there's the result that you see in the impact of your animal. I can't think of the last time we brought, other than just general checkup, to our dogs to the vets. You know, my wife and I live a very healthy lifestyle as well. We don't eat, well, we eat sashimi, but, you know, we eat healthy. We rarely.
I can tell looking at you, you're very buff. Those of you listening, you'll see when you see the video.
Yeah.
It's what you put in your body. I think that likely dictates the way that you feel and
correct.
Overall immunity.
Definitely.
And can I show you one other picture?
You Please can do. Show us yes. as much as you like.
Yes.
This is the actual cat side of the website. So when customers come,
okay,
they can either the pillars and just click on and go right into meals. And here's the freeze-dried meals and the frozen entrees.
Okay.
Awesome.
And just within here, they get a real close-up on the why, a full nutritional overview, an ingredient summary.
Amazing.
And we have just, you know, a lot of lifestyle things that support us. So there are just a lot of things that we're doing. Have you guys seen our treat trays? We did these for cats.
Yes, I looked at those.
Yes, we were talking about those because we promote using lick mats and treat balls and things that make your cat hunt for their food. And you've kind of did this with treats in the thing that they have to work at and get.
Yes. And they have, we have tons of recipes as well. So, you know, cat-friendly recipes, gluten-free recipes, all sorts of different things.
Amazing.
Using a freeze-dried meal. But I just wanted you to see that. You know, we're very proud of the look and feel of the brand. I wanted it to be very wholesome and communicate health.
Yes, 100%. I tried another brand's frozen raw, and I liked it, but
my cats
so many times,
touch it.
I know, you got to play with them. So many times, we're like, oh, crud, I didn't get any out of the freezer. So I kind of like the jam, the freeze-dried ones for when I forget to pull something out of the freezer for the cats.
Yeah.
How do you reconstitute those?
Our freeze-dried will serve it two different ways. I'll either just crumble and I'll break it up a little bit to help assist the cat. The morsel size or our nugs are small enough they can eat it whole.
Awesome.
I'll use it as a topper if I want alternate the protein, or I'll just simply put it in a bowl, put about 1 to 2 ounces of raw goat milk, which we have a full line of goat milk, and it'll hydrate and soften within just a few seconds.
Yeah. That's amazing. Nice. So that way they're still getting the moisture.
I have 19 cats, so for me, cost is a factor. So I don't know if I could get, and I also have some cats that will not eat wet food.
Okay, so there's always that anomaly. You're an anomaly, I'm an anomaly. Here's one.
This cat here, she will not eat anything wet.
Which is
nothing
so
from my plate. I don't get it. She only wants kibble.
It's like people say to me, do you feed your 160-pound Ridgeback straight freeze-dried? I'd go broke. You know, I gotta mix it up a little bit. I mean, this requires 9 or 10 cups. And so, you know, there some of it's topper, some of it's stimulation. For the cats, we've got it down to premium meal systems cost you about $2.40 a day to feed your cat.
No, that's not much.
That's not bad.
Looking about,
that's probably what I spend now.
Yeah. And that would be, you know, for your average size cat. So obviously depending on the range, but not more than $3 a day. So it's like a lot, you know, less than a latte to give your cat a premium meal, you know? And so it's, for us, we think it's a no brainer. And, you know, the new generation of pet owners is really looking at, in a lot of ways, parallels between human consumption and pet.
You're right.
I think there's pros and cons to any of that, you know, because you're talking about two different species.
Yeah.
There are parallels that I think we've neglected in pet that have been beneficial to both human and animals just because it's been such an archaic system for the last 50 years.
It's so true. cats are so finicky, and half the time my cats won't eat what I offer them. And I'd like to be able to offer them something I know they'll enjoy. Because, you know, a dog will eventually eat when he's hungry enough. Cats, no. They'll starve themselves.
They'll starve themselves.
Eat something they don't like.
Well, and I'd like to hit on what you said about expense. We have found that feeding a more expensive, higher quality, more protein food, they eat less.
Yeah, yes. They do.
They poop less, which those of us with cats were talking. So I wonder, I mean, I haven't really weighed it out, but I'm really wondering how much more it is in the long run if you're paying more, if they're eating less and you're using less litter.
It's less stink, too.
We should do, that's a good challenge for my team to do. Convect.
I would love premium. To
we'll
see
do that for you, and I'll come
please
back.
Please do.
Yes.
Please. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yes, I have wondered that for some time.
I spend about half as much on litter as I do on food for my guys. It's crazy.
You truly have 19 cats?
We have 30 total in our sanctuary. I have 19 of them. Linda has 11. We're looking to build a facility here in the Charlotte area in Lancaster, South Carolina. The Carolina Cat Sanctuary for senior and special needs cats that usually don't make it out of the shelters.
We're always looking for
donations, sponsors.
We have anybody listening? Program. Yes, exactly.
That's absolute. Just at the end of this, I'll introduce you to Shay, and she runs Boss Nation Cares. It's our charity platform. Let me show you. It's worth.
I saw that. I actually wrote down local charities, Pets for Vets, Folds of Honor, Korean Canine Rescue, Pet Plus Natural, Wounded Warriors, Friends of Pack Product. I mean, you're really giving back. We love you.
Listen, this is me, and I was going to ask you, either Linda or Rita, have either of you been to the Lanai Cat Conservatory?
No.
Oh, I want to go
but
so
we know
bad.
About it, and I want to
go. Incredible. This is me at Bluebell Foundation for Senior Cats, whose owners have passed. This is the most pristine foundation I've ever seen. It's in Laguna Beach Canyon, 2 miles from the beach. I mean, these cats are living in just gorgeous surroundings.
We need to have them on show.
This is the stuff that we do, and I challenge the team to go out every month and support a local, regional, and national campaign.
Oh, Every Cat. We love the Every Cat Foundation.
Yes, ASPCA. I mean, there's a lot of them in here. Oh, Pets in the Classroom. I didn't say Every Cat. Yep. Love
them. You guys
them.
Are awesome.
Barks of Love. Yep. I love it.
This is us in the community. We like
That's
to do
amazing.
And pop-ups.
I think it's obvious that you're out to improve our animals' lives, but you are caring about animals as a whole and not just, you know, these are who are, I'm serving.
I'm
ready
to place an order. I would love to try
I've got the website up.
Some of my cat's food to a healthier option. They eat a healthy dry food. I use a holistic dry food, but the wet food, they're all hooked on a national brand I won't mention.
Yeah.
What I like to do at the end of these is have the team send you a kit just as a follow-up, and they'll send you some cat.
Oh, thank you.
I love everyone's opinion.
Honey, we've got 30 cats between
us. I got plenty
of
pride. Don't worry.
All right.
Linda's about to adopt a dog. They had a dog that passed away, and they're about to add another dog to 11 cats. Yeah. So yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
If you know anybody who needs help integrating cats.
Yeah, for sure. So do you have any tips, Vasili, on switching to a raw diet for cats like Rita's that are saying, meh?
Slow. Just like with anything, Henry is our VP of sales, and he's got a great storyline where he talks about 10%, 20, 50, 75. By day 6 and 7, you should be at full conversion.
And
you do want to mix in some of their previous food as they move. It's the same way that I respond to eating too much tomato sauce and garlic after eating rice and chicken for 2 weeks.
So, Yeah, exactly.
I understand
exactly.
That. We're nutrition conscious too. We used to work for Richard Simmons, who you might be too young to know who he is.
Now I know Richard, curly hair.
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't let this baby face fool you.
We got our start that way. That's how we met. I worked with him for 17 and a half years. So nutrition is always at
the forefront of our thought process.
And I'll tell you, Rita, I like this because cats like Lulu that won't eat.
That's what I'm thinking of, Lulu, right here.
If you try the freeze-dried, maybe that is a step in between kibble and wet food, right? Maybe that will appeal to her more.
I was thinking about her, and then I have a few of my senior cats that are starting to, they're hungry, but they don't want to eat. So I don't know why, but I'd like to offer them something like this to see if
that I'll tell you what we didn't bring up is our senior cat and our finicky ones. The raw goat milk, pumpkin as a stimulant.
Yeah, they pumpkin.
No matter what we put there, they will eat it.
Okay.
And the same for the dogs as well.
Well, that will be on my next order. I'm going to be ordering some of this.
You have to get creative, you know, to keep the pets eating normally. And so we rotate our protein probably every 2 weeks.
Yeah. You know,
chicken, turkey, pork, and then we'll rotate lamb, beef, chicken, fish.
Yeah, they get bored just like we do. Because I know sometimes my cats will not eat something they loved, and then I won't give it to them for a few weeks, and I put it back in, they'll eat it. So, unfortunately, we have to start wrapping up. We could just keep talking to you on and on and on. We hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I can't help it. Look at that beautiful bird.
I know.
Loves you so much. It's obvious.
She's so pretty.
She's not camera shy.
No, she's not. She wants to be a spokesbird for your next line.
The spokesbird.
Speaking of which,
do you have some surprise to tell us?
We're at Cats and Dogs.
I'm not sure if it's going to be for Super Zoo this year, but we're looking very closely at a new Boss Bird offering.
Yay!
If I do it correctly, we want to offer the same value that we do to the dog and the cat. And so that's the reason why it hasn't happened, but it's hot here off the press. You guys got the...
We got the scoop.
Woohoo. Those of you who've never had a bird, I've had birds. They eat way more than just seeds, okay?
Yes. She has her seed bowl. We have a fresh veggie and fruit bowl for potatoes. So, yeah, they're, you know, it's just... It's like,
I love it.
Take care of your animals. They take care of you.
I love that. And I can say, I mean, it is so obvious that, again, you're not just trying to sell something and make a buck. You're taking your time. You could have just put the bird thing out and gone, here we go. But you're taking the care to make sure that this is right. You're giving back to charities. I mean,
We love you.
You're pretty high on my... Yes,
you,
we
lady.
Do.
You're
pretty
you're
high on
new
on
favorite
my
brand
list right now. Exactly.
Thank
exactly.
you so much.
Yes.
We try to live behind treating your pet like a boss. Keep it
your pet like a boss. And that's the perfect place to end our podcast. We hope you'll come back again when you do introduce a new line or any reason at all. We'd love to have you back.
Or that survey. I want to see this.
Yes, definitely. We definitely want to know the answer to Linda's question. And Linda, thank you so much for being here to pose these questions. Linda is the sparkle to my corporateness. Thank you for being on our show. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Mark Winter, for giving us this spot on Pet Life Radio. We are forever grateful. And don't forget, every day is Boss Cat. We'll see you next time.
Appreciate it.
Just remember, everyone, every day is Catter Day. We'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.